Hi, everybody. My name is Mike. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Taylor, what's up, buddy? I had no idea I was going to do this. If I did, I would look a lot prettier tonight, so sorry about my attire. Nobody is going to be more surprised at what comes out of my mouth, but I trust God, so we'll see what happens. My story is, I had alcoholic tendencies ever since I was a small child. I can remember things even back to like 4 and 5 years old where I did things, thought things, behaved in ways that were not normal or didn't appear to be normal. I have a lot of like things that have happened to me in my life, including, I've been bullied, I've been abused. My mother died when I was 12 years old. My dad abandoned me. My sister treated me like shit and tried to kill me. Lots of good things that set me up basically to be a victim. And that's what my alcoholism grabbed onto to allow me to justify my behavior for the next little while, right? I don't remember my exact first drink, but one of the first times I drank was California Coolers, trying to, have some fun with a couple of young teenage ladies when I was, I think, 12 or 13 years old. Wasn't too long after my mother passed away. I know that the second time I drank a fifth of gin, slow gin. It tastes like pine cones. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever had. I'm surprised I didn't die of alcohol poisoning. The worst part about that is I was also really cool, so I had a waterbed. So I got to swim around in that waterbed for like 3 days and try to sober up. I hear a lot of people say that they didn't like the taste of alcohol and so on and so forth. I feel like I'm an alcoholic through and through. I absolutely love the shit out of the taste of alcohol from the very beginning. I love it. I remember when I was a kid, I used to like swish beer around in my mouth, any sort of liquor that I could get, just to be able to have that taste, right? But like I said, one of my massive character defects is unreasonable expectations, being a victim, feeling less than, so on and so forth. And I had plenty of really good reasons to drink. And when I did drink, it did what you hear a lot of people say. It took a lot of that stuff away from me. I did finally feel like I fit in. People accepted me more. I was able to run with several different groups that were unattainable to me up until that point, basically because I was too shy to actually talk to them and so on and so forth. So I had all those benefits. And then slowly but surely, like, I'm a good person, deep inside. And slowly but surely, I kept doing more and more things that did not fit with who I knew I was, right? Like, I had for my extended family, people loved me and took care of me. I had grandparents that were really, that I was really close to, in absence of some of the other folks in my life that really took care of me. So I knew right from wrong, and my behaviors kept getting worse and worse and worse with the alcohol. And I started doing some other things, and I went from, 13 years old till I was 17 years old, just downhill as fast as I possibly could. I stole from people. I treated people terrible. I got into multiple car accidents. I almost died a couple times, etc. I started dealing drugs. I know this is not the right place for that, but it's true. I got to a point where I was so miserable that, like, the last, so I started 10th grade, or yeah, I think it was 10th grade. I started 10th grade, and I just decided that I didn't want to go to my last class of the day. And so I just never went, ever. And what I heard back was that the teacher didn't want me there, so they were happy with that. But I knew that I was going to have to pay the piper at some point. So that whole semester, whole first semester, I remember like this gnawing at, like, I'm going to get, my life is going to be over, my life's going to be over. And this gnawing just kept going on and on and on. So I just kept trying to get into more and more things that I could just escape life, right? And so I had this deal set up where I was going to move to Miami and have this, you know, ridiculous life. Just, you know, my brain was all kinds of crazy. But then kind of the rubber met the road, and I sat down, and I couldn't do that. And I'm not the kind of person that is going to commit suicide. I'm too chicken shit for that anyway. And I just decided, you know what, like when I was in school, there were several people that had gone to treatment, and I didn't know anything about this program. I didn't know about alcoholism. I didn't know any of that stuff. All I knew is that they went away dead inside and they came back with life. And a couple of my friends went, and I didn't know how to live. I basically raised myself since I was 12 years old, and the previous years were just a misery. And so I waited till my dad came home that night, and I said, "Dad, I have a problem. I need to go to treatment." And he said, "No, you don't. You just need more willpower." And I said, "Well, you kind of gave up the right to parent me, so I'm going to go to treatment." So I actually had a friend of mine drive me to a treatment center the next day, and I did the little evaluation and so on and so forth, and they said, "Yeah, you belong here," and this was on a Thursday, but we don't have a bed available until Monday. And I said, "I can't go home. If I go home, I'm going to die." And I really believe that. And so they pulled some strings, and I got to stay, and I stayed for 45 days. So my first sobriety date was in February of 1987 or 88. Yeah, 88, something like that. I got sober when I was 17 years old. Back then, where I got sober was in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was a lot different. The expectation was that you would do a step a year. Sponsorship was something that was good to have, but you know, you can wait a year or two to really pick the right person, so on and so forth. So it was a lot different. It was back then, young people were everywhere in Alcoholics Anonymous, because it was a really rough time back in those days. But the old timers weren't very accepting. They told us, you know, basically shut the fuck up, sit down, and maybe one of these days you'll actually learn how to get sober. So that's what we did. I spent 20 years without a drink. In that time, probably 40% of that I was actually sober, and then the other 60% I was just dry as can be. I had all of the activities and actions and behaviors of the sickest human being that you could think of. The only difference is that I didn't have the comfort of alcohol. And I finally, 6 months before I actually went back out, I planned it. I decided, you know, I justified it, whatever. And I went back out and I started drinking. I drank for 13 years. And all I did was drink. I didn't do any drugs or anything. Like I said, I love freaking alcohol. I love the shit out of it so much. The taste is fantastic. And, you know, I honestly thought that I was going to be a gentleman drinker. I was 38 at the time. I convinced myself that, you know what, I was just too young. I couldn't get it, you know, whatever. The bottom line and the real truth is that I never fully completed step one. And that's really as simple as it is. And so one of the things that I really talk about a lot to people is how important step one is. And, you know, Sandy Beach talks about how on page 60 of the big book, and the first 164 pages is how we stay sober, right? On page 60 of the big book is where it says, "And now we're at step three," which means that all the stuff, the forewords, all that other stuff, plus 60 full pages, 60 pages of that 164 pages is dedicated to steps one and two. And I have to keep, you know, that in my mind. When I came back, I forgot to tell you, my sober date is January the 18th of this year, which is also my birthday. So it'll be easy to remember. I'm going to keep this one. But, you know, that's the one thing that I had neglected to do throughout the time that I had before was people would ask me, "Are you an alcoholic?" And I would say, "I don't know. I don't care." I have a way of living that is that makes me happy. And that lasted for a little while, but that wears off. You have to know. I have to know that I'm an alcoholic, and I have to prove it to myself beyond the shadow of a doubt. And when I came crawling back into these rooms on January the 18th, there was no doubt in my mind that I was an alcoholic. It was crushing despair. And the first couple of months were very, very difficult for me. I didn't go to treatment again. I didn't go to detox. It didn't actually even occur to me, to be fair. I just tried to stay sober. And when I first moved down here in 1999, I stopped going to meetings because you people were different, and I didn't understand you, and it was weird. So I stopped going to meetings. And I struggled, and I did everything in my power, but when I came back, I accepted whatever the hell was there, and I did what I was told. I listened to what you guys had to say. Working the steps in a short amount of time, I've worked all 12 steps now, was unheard of. It felt like blasphemy to me because of what I was told before. To get a sponsor within the first month of sobriety was, again, like mind-boggling. But it works. It really does. Like, I've got 6.5 months sober right now, and I am probably the most sober today than I have been in my entire life. I had 20 years. And it's because I worked the steps completely with utter abandon. I completely gave myself to this program. I completely gave myself to my higher power and was able to surrender that. And, you know, I still screw up. I'm an infant as far as my sobriety goes right now. I know that. And I'm still going to screw up. I'm still going to say silly things at meetings. I'm still going to say silly things and do stupid shit. But I feel today like I have gotten something that only I can throw away now. Like, this is absolutely a solution. Where before, when I was sober for so long, it was probably a solution. And I probably still had about 60 to 70% of say-so on whether or not that solution worked, right? Now, I totally 100% know this is a full solution. This is going to be here for me every day for the rest of my life. The only person that can screw it up is me. And as long as I give it up and leave it to God, I'll be fine. And I think that's all I got. Thanks, guys.